Rashi says, "Ein din sheyalu yeinechot b'soiv shana v'shana lepchilas kitzvas shana maksuvim lekach." Isn't it for sure that one day should help by Ola, like this is the end of the first year of Ola? So the Chulak was saying before is right, that price before does not go according to Rav Meir. So Gemara says, V'elamai, what do you want to say that price goes according to? Rabbi Eliezer goes according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that he said before you have to have 30 days. 30 days is called like a year. For the Gemara, if so, Shloshim u'shloshim boi. According to Rabbi Leslie, you should have to plant a tree like 230 days, in other words, 60 days before Rosh Hashanah, to give it a shame that it's 1 year of Ol is up already. Why do you have to have 60 days? The Tanan would end like this. Ein noitin, you're not allowed to plant anything. V'yein mavrichin, you can't be mavrich like we had before. If you have the branch, or the zemiris, the vines, you can't stick them into the ground to start making it grow. V'yein markivin, you can't do any grafting. Erev shvius, the year right before Shavuos, Prochus Melamed Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, during Elul, right before Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos, you're not allowed to plant then. V'yim Nota, let's say you did plant during Elul, V'hivruch, or else you put the branches in the ground, V'hirkiv, or else you grafted, is Yakar. You should know it's called you planted the Isser, and you have to uproot it. Divrei Rebbe Loza. Rebbe Yehuda Weim, Rebbe Yehuda says, Kol harkova she'eino koletes v'gimel yomim shuv ani koletes. If you hold that it takes at least 3 days for the harkova to start grasping, to start growing, the grasping takes at least 3 days. That's it. That's a Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Imrim, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, they both say shtei shabosis. This man is 2 weeks. If you plant it 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, that's okay. Then you don't have to uproot it. But if you planted it less than 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, then it's no good. Now, so we have 3 shittas so far. If you have to have 30 days, if you have to have 3 days, or else if you have to have 2 weeks. Now, the Gemara explains it like this. The Yomar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Baravua, Rav Nachman, the name of Rabba Baravua, says like this. That Ledivre Yo'im Elamit, according to the shita that says, you have to plant it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, the Tzivus Shavuos starts 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Tzorech Lamed Ushloshim. You have to plant it really 30 days and 30 days before. In other words, according to the Shita, it takes 30 days for it to start growing. So it's not called really growing until it's in the ground 30 days. So the Halach is like this. According to Rebbe Lezer, let's say, that it takes 30 days for it to start growing, so it's not called really planted the first 30 days. So therefore, if you want to plant it before Rosh Hashanah, you have to plant it 60 days before Rosh Hashanah, in order that the first 30 days is considered first growing. Now it's called growing before the Tzivus Shavuos. Since the Tzivus Shavuos is the last 30 days of the year, or the Chodesh Elul, you're not allowed to plant. So if you want this planting to be called a plant that started to grow before Elul, you have to plant it in Rosh Chodesh Av, 30 days before that. So during Av, it's called now planting and starting to grow. It takes 30 days for it to start growing. Once it starts growing now, if that's before Elul, before 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's okay. What about L'divrei Yomer Shloisha? According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that says, no, it only takes 3 days for something to start growing, so if you want to plant it now before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, Tzorech Shloisha U'Shloishim, you have to plant it at least 33 days before Rosh Hashanah, in order that the first 3 days is considered growing. It's called it was planted now. And since it was done 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you didn't do the Isra of Tzivus Shemitah, therefore you're allowed to keep it. Now, L'divrei Yomer Be'Shabosis, according to the Shita Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi, that says it takes 2 weeks, Tzorech Shtei Shabosis Ashloshim Yom. You have to wait now 2 weeks and 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, like the same thing, the first 2 weeks of the planting, that's called the tree, the planting is first starting to grow. So the first 2 weeks is called growing. Once it's starting to growing, as long as it's 30 days yet before Rosh Hashanah, it's okay. So the Kitzur of Nachman learns that this machlokes between 30 days and 3 days and 2 weeks, the machlokes is how long does it take in the tea to start growing? When you planted this young tree, or you graft it, or you make you put the branches into the ground, does it take 3 days to start growing? The kalita, that's what happens during 3 days. Is that called it started to catch, it started to grow? One sheet to know it takes 2 weeks, and the other sheet says it takes 30 days. But the pshat is, it takes 3 days for it to start growing. But everybody holds that the mitzvah of teis v'shvius, how much before Shemitah do you have to stop planting? 30 days. So as long as it's called planted before 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's okay. So the Machlokes says, what's called planting? One holds 30 days, so you have to have then 60 days before Shemitah. One holds 2 weeks, it has to be 2 weeks and 30 days before. One holds 3 days, it has to be like 33 days before. So now the kasher is now, even according to Rebbe Lezer, that holds 30 days, but upon him it has to be like 60 days before. And vayte vinamik Rebbe Yehudis relay, even if you want to hold it, goes according to Rebbe Yehudis shita, the maskulbik shita, the chura gimel l'shleshim boy, not enough just to have 30 days before. You should have to have like 33 days before. You have to have first 3 days that it's called planting, it's starting to grow. And then it has to be done 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, not to be over the Yisra, place for Shvius. So no matter how you learn, that first brisa is a kasha, is shver. Why does that brisa say it's enough to plant it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah? You're allowed to keep it. Why is it enough 30 days? L'chura, it has to first start growing before the mitzvah of Teisvus Shemitah. So you have to at least plant it 3 days before that 30 days. Tomorrow says like this. I'll tell you, no, that price before goes according to Rabbi Meir. That that it says you have to have 30 days, the price that goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the Meir will hold, you have to have 30 days leklita. In other words, it's like this. Really, you have to be planted before Teisvus Shvius. Then Rashi explains now that Rabbi Meir Shita is that Teisvus Shvius is only Yom Echad. It's only 1 day before Rosh Hashanah. As long as 1 day before Rosh Hashanah you planted it, it's okay. So it comes out, why does the Brisa say 30 days before? Because Rav Meir Shita is that it's not called growing until it's planted at least 30 days. So the first 30 days it has to be there to give it a shame growing. Once it's starting to grow, now as long as it's there 1 day before Rosh Hashanah, you're makarim the mitzvah teisvus Shemitah. So Mari Yasakashi Hachi, if that's true, but La Medalef Boi, does it have to have at least 31 days before Rosh Hashanah? Because you have to have 30 days in order to give it a shame, it's starting to grow. And once it starts growing, now it has to be 1 day before Rosh Hashanah to give it a shame, Teisvus Shemitah. So the Gemara answers, because Sovra Meir holds, Yom Lamed Oilo Lakan Lakan. I'll tell you, the 30th day is considered in both Cheshvonos. The 30th day is considered today is a day it's starting to grow. It's now growing today. Now since there's some part of the day still left, the rest of the day goes, it's included for Teisvus Shemitah. In other words, Teisvus Kedusha does not need a complete day, 24 hours. A mikseh sayim is also considered for that 1 day. The Rashi says, Shleishim v'yechad boi, shetei yoyim ha'kodin Rosh Hashanah, koshel l'shanah v'shanah shalolah, k'tani also l'shanah. So Moran says, no, that your Meir holds this 1 day, the 30th day, goes l'kan l'kan. The beginning of the day is considered like it's the end of the day that's planting, now is considered planted before Teisvus Shemitah. And the end of the day is considered the 1 day for Teisvus Shemitah.
The Gemara says, "Vaitam, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Ushnayim Mikrechadoshu." He's both Rabbi Meir and both Rabbi Lezer. The sheet is they both dash in the same pasuk. The pasuk says like this: "Vayihi bi'achas v'sheish meyos shana v'rishoyin bi'echad lachodesh." This is talking about by the Mabul, and it says this was the first v'hi bi'achas v'sheish meyos shana. It was like 601 years, for Rishon, in the first, B'yechud L'chodesh, first of the day, the first of the month. So Rashi says, the pasuk is, V'hi B'yachas V'sheis Me'er Shana, means L'soif, Ashta Yos L'chodesh Yishch L'mabal, Leira. This is the end of the 12 months when the Mabal came ready. The Divri Yerim, according to the Mandi Amar, holds, V'tishrei Nivrein, if you hold that the world was created in Tishrei. O Mabal Yorad B'yud Zayin B'macheshvan. So the Mabal started to come down on Yud Zayin B'macheshvan, like we'll see in the next blot. If it's a mela, high berishon, what does berishon mean? B'yechud l'chodesh Tishrei. This was the first day of Chodesh Tishrei, and it's called now the 601 years. So therefore, Reb Meir, the Mora says, Rebbe Meir, so Reb Meir holds, midyakati yoyim echud hu diyayal bashona. It's only 1 day, this is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It's only 1 day that came into the new year. V'kokorelei ishona. And it's called, this is 601 year. In other words, this is the first year, it's called the complete year already. So you see, 1 day is called the whole year. That's Rav Meir Shita. Shema Minif Mir, we have a raya that Yom Echad Bashana, Choshev Shana. 1 day of the year is considered like a whole year. So the Marvi Iduch, What does Rabbi Lezer do? He holds, no, you have to have 30 days. He holds, you have to have a whole chodesh, at least 30 days to give it a shame a year. So what does he do? So the Mara Ikos of Bishay Shmeyos, the Achat Shana Kedekamrit. The Pasuk would have said, true, this is 601 year, but this is the first, if it was 600, you'd be right. Is that one day is called the whole year. But now that the Pasuk says, the Achas Bishay Shmeyos Shana, and there is the 1 and 600 years, what the Pasuk means is like this. Shona Ashesh Meyosh Shona Koi. The really the word Shona is going on to 600. The really it's only 600 years. Oh my Achas, what does one mean? As Chalta the Achas, the beginning of one. That's all it means. Comma. So that's Rabbi Lezer says in this Pasuk you have Naraya. It doesn't say after one day it's considered the whole year. There 600 years. And now it just says one means it's the beginning of the next year, that's all. So that's how Rabbi Lezer answers, like it's not a kasha on him from this pasuk. But a raya, it's not a proof to him either. So that's what Gemara says now of Rabbi Lezer, my timer. So Gemara says from the same pasuk, but it learns like this, the pasuk says at the end of it, that Bari shine the echo la chodesh. This is the beginning, the first of the chodesh. Now midi akate yoim echo du di yaya ba chodesh. It's only really one day that came into the new Chodesh. The Kokori Le Chodesh. And the Pasuk calls it a month. So you see, one day of a month is called a month. It Shema mean from here it's a proof that Yoynechod Ba Chodesh Choshev Chodesh. One day of the month is considered like a month. Now, Umidi Yoynechod Ba Chodesh Choshev Chodesh, just like one day of the month is considered like a whole month, so therefore, Lamid Yoyn Ba Shon is also a Choshevim Shana. 30 days of the year, in other words, 1 month of the year, is considered like a whole year. And like it says, V'chodesh lemnuyav, V'shana lemnuyav. A year is how you count the year. You count the years by a month. So if you have 1 month, that's considered a whole year. The months. You count the months by the day. So if you have one day, it's called a month. This is Rebbe Lezer's Shita. Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over. Father Moore says, Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Rabbi Eliezer Shita is, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Tishrei Nivri Olam, the world, the Brias Olam, started in Tishrei. And the Tishrei Noldu Ovis, at the beginning of the world, by Tishrei, the Tishrei, the Chodesh Tishrei, Noldu Ovis. That's the month the Ovis were also born. And the Tishrei Mesu Ovis, the Ovis were Mesu on Tishrei also. Now, so Rashi says, what does it mean, Noldu Ovis? Rashi says Avram v'Yakov, not Yitzchak. Why not? Because next month says that the Pesach Noled Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu was born on Pesach. Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sora Rochel v'Chana. And Rosh Hashanah Kodesh Baruch Hu remembered Sora and made her have a child. That's when she'll be able to become pregnant. Rochel v'Chana. The same thing. Rochel was also Nakora, and Chana was Nakora. They couldn't have children. And then Rosh Hashanah Kodesh Baruch Hu remembered them and gave them the schus. They're able to have children. Rashi says, Nifka the Sora, Bozich Roinim Litoiva, the Nigzar Alayin Heroin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered them for the good, and he was grazing upon them, and they should be able to become pregnant. Rosh Hashanah Yotze Yosef Beis Asurim. And Rosh Hashanah Yosef was freed from the Beis Asurim.